producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and interestingly enough, folks, just right before the show here, I'm looking for this, I just deleted it. We're doing live radio here, live radio, hang on a second. Your disgusting and vile post about our president. He said, go to hell, you racist antichrist. Here, let me say this again. I just received this just a couple minutes ago. Your disgusting and vile post about our president. Go to hell, you racist antichrist. You racist antichrist. Folks, you know what? That little battering ram that they want to use, that little blunt and wood sword, it does not work here whatsoever. You do need to understand that it was Trotsky under Stalin's regime who killed millions of his own people that used to dissent. They would actually browbeat these people. They'd browbeat dissenters is what they would do. And what they would do is they just use totalitarian means and accuse them of the very things that they themselves were guilty of. But I just thought that would bring up the people up into a position of understanding that behind the darkest clouds, friends, the sun is always shining. And that's the way I live. And I'm having a little fun. I have a smile on my face right now, but I do overcome. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because when I get responses like this, I know that I'm doing my job. And it's not responses like this where it pushes me down and it does browbeat me, folks. We're ruled by law in this country, not by a bunch of people that want to blame other folks for everything and all the ills of society because they don't want to do anything to actually stand up and right the wrong. So we have no time for that. But again, friends, again, welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, you can also go over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and our Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E. You can also give us a call at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, before I jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what we're going to be talking about is denying the obvious. It was Mark Twain. By the way, he was a vile human being. Mark Twain, I mean, folks, some of the things that he has said against the Christ, against the Holy Ghost, is just beyond, it's unthinkable what this man has said. But outside of that, he did say some truth. In his confusion, he blurted that out. He said, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. Here, let me say that again. Mark Twain said, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. How right on, folks. I'm telling you, and I've said this so many times, but I love the analogy. There are so many people in this country that could literally be transported to the sun, and they wouldn't see it. And what do I attribute that to? I attribute that to the fact that they don't want to see it, friends. There's no other reason. People want to stay stupid. They want to keep their head stuck in the sand. They can do that. And what I want to do is just kind of respond off of Saturday's show, because oftentimes I'll start getting on this little bunny trail by the Holy Ghost, and I know he's leading me to something, but I don't know what it is. And then what I do is I listen to the show, and then I lead off of that to the next point to see where we're going. But I just seen some people this morning, namely some conservatives again, that should know better as to naming this administration for what it is. But what they do is they play stupid and they divert the obvious. If it's not John Kerry, if it's not someone in the administration or the Clintons or some other little crony that Barack Hussein Obama has around him, folks, well, then it's the best that we have in this country. And sad to say, they're not the best that we have. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Folks, I'm going to take you up higher. I want to go to the mountain. We always make reference back to the Word, because there is the rock of our salvation, and that's where we're going to stay. So we're going to be talking about denying the obvious in just a couple minutes. Not the best that we have, but going back to the Christ, to the best that we do have, and who is alive forevermore. Denying the obvious, we'll be talking about that in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I shared a little bit of this with you last week on Saturday, but that's for the Saturday weekend listeners. But going back, Whoopi Goldberg said that Hitler was a Christian and Christians can be dangerous. Now, this all coming from a woman that has had how many abortions? Exactly. Those that are guilty of the crime, they love to point the finger, folks. Remember, Cain killed Abel. Abel didn't kill Cain, right? And who was doing the hating? Here we have it again. And also keep in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And for her to stoop so low, this, whatever you want to call her, Whoopi Goldberg, interestingly enough, for her to stoop so low and say that Hitler was a Christian, folks, the obvious is on the wall. It is written on the wall as to why she would do that. Because, again, it's being used to browbeat Christians. It's being aimed at Christians. All of what's going on out of this administration is aimed at our Christian and our constitutional heritage. You need to understand that. That is coming from inside information and through a little discernment, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. U.S. government still silent on American journalists murdered for exposing the link between America and Turkey ISIS ties. Did you hear what I said again, friends? U.S. government still silent on American journalists murdered for exposing Turkey's ISIS ties, folks. This is absolutely incredible. You can go ahead and look at it again, friends. Watch the video. See for yourself as to what's going on, and you'll understand who ISIS is and what this is all about, friends. But again, U.S. government still silent on American journalists murdered for exposing Turkey's ISIS ties. There was also another journalist not too long ago, friends. Interestingly enough, how this just keeps happening in Turkey. Did you know that last month, even a former BBC reporter named Jackie Sutton, she was the acting Iraqi director for Clerkenwell-based war and peace reporting? Well, she was found in an airport where for some reason, she just suddenly found herself in a position to go ahead and hang herself in that bathroom. And that's exactly what she did, folks. What's happening with our journalists? What's happening for them that are exposing the administration for what they are? What's happening to whistleblowers, friends? Why is it all of a sudden they're hanging themselves, they're dying in car crashes, and they're mysteriously taken from the other individual that was in the same car, and they come up dead, but the other person comes up A-okay? Folks, 2 + 2, again, doesn't equal what you want it to equal. It equals 4, and so does the truth. Out of the mouth of 2 or 3, let it be an established word, and so it is. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Coming right back on the other side of this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, jumping back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com just to kind of highlight the articles as to what's going on in your country and outside of your country, and keeping you up to par as to what's going on. I'm going through the Constitution right now. I want to pull something up here for you, because when I make reference to the Constitution quite a bit, I just drop the, for example, scripture reference unto you, the reference. But what I want to do is I want to go through it today because I want you to understand exactly what it says. As a matter of fact, folks, if you read my articles every week, I'm on 40 different outlets across the country. And interestingly enough, I make reference to the word in the Constitution constantly, but I always give reference to the scripture, or again, going over to the Constitution. I'll give reference to the point of reference as to where I'm going, and many times I don't always put exactly what's in it, trusting that the people that are doing the reading will do their own due diligence. But interestingly enough, folks, and I'm there right now, but I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. Making way for the devils on sonsoflibertymedia.com just posted once again. We have five Hispanic boys, check this out, five Hispanic boys gang rape a little girl in North Carolina. Here we have the Hispanic boys gang raping girl in North Carolina. And again, folks, we need to make sure that what's happening in this country is according to law, not outside of law. And if they want to violate law, they want to cross the border illegally, come over into this country, then we need to deal with them accordingly, friends. Justice is the guardian of liberty. God is known by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 9:16. If you go to Isaiah 26, it talks about how the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness. Well, how do they learn righteousness? Well, through the enforcement of the law by establishing what? Judgment. That's exactly how people learn righteousness, that there's mercy shown. And mercy's only shown to those that repent for violating law. Again, keep it in context. Isaiah 26, when you get a moment, do read it. Giving thanks to God for what he did through the pilgrims, folks. Read the Mayflower Compact. If you ever get some time, go to the Monument to Our Forefathers, which is in Massachusetts. Do a Google search on it. We talked about that in the past. But folks, everything about who we are is the God of the Mosaic Institution fulfilled by Jesus Christ. And if you'd like to look at some of these octagonal statutes that they have in so many different forms, look at what they have inscripted on those walls. And interestingly enough, not only Scripture and the Word of God and Jesus Christ, but it also talks about our veterans and the price paid, which has been our message since day one, coming from Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Yours truly. Going back to Sons of Liberty Media.com, again, friends, giving thanks to God for what he did through the pilgrims. Read the Mayflower Compact. Also going back over to Sons of Liberty Media.com, D.C. police chief wants citizens to take out active shooters, but continues to enforce strict gun control. Isn't it interesting where you have these cities where they're, you know, they basically have bans on guns? Isn't it interesting that criminal rates are higher there than they're not? And common sense comes into play, right? I remember seeing a lady one time with a button on, and she had on her shirt, it was a pin, a little lapel, on, I'm sorry, pinned on her lapel, and it said this, it said, "Proudly disarmed." And I thought right then and there, you just can't fix stupid. Proudly disarmed. Lady, do you have any idea what you're telling a criminal? I remember I walked into a restaurant in Missouri, and it said guns banned in these premises. And I walked in, and I said to the little girl, she's about 16, 17 years old, I said, "Do you have any idea what you're telling a criminal?" She said, "Yes, come in and rob me." I said, "You need to talk to your boss real quick." She totally agreed. Why is it that the common people hear gladly, but those in authority don't? Well, friends, those in authority, those that have been entrusted to be entrusted by the people to actually represent we the people across the board, isn't it interesting that they are listening, but they're not listening to the people or the Constitution? Why, for the most part, they don't know what the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence has to say. I've seen this firsthand over and over and over again. And interestingly enough, we know that they're not working for we the people, and I'm going to get to that in just a couple of moments concerning denying the obvious. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Where do we get our rights from? Again, going back to the Constitution, we derive our, we actually receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our who? By our Creator. And think not that the rights come from the generosity of the state, said John F. Kennedy. He said, think not that they come from the hand of the state, they come from the hand of God. That's exactly right. Rights cannot be taken away. Rights are forfeited, friends. I know you've heard this from the ignorance, but I want you to listen to me again. Rights are not taken away, they are forfeited. And in some cases, ignorantly forfeited, and that's exactly what's happening today. Namely, when I do high schools, colleges, and or tea parties, and I ask them if they know their founding documents, and when they say to me no, and they laugh back at me, I'll say, what are you laughing about? If you don't know your rights that God gave you, then guess what? You don't have any rights. See, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Turkey, the country ISIS uses as a home base, and where it has sold $800 million of oil. Again, friends, who is this all working for? I've talked about, I've hit on this so many different times, friends. Mask off. Everybody's aware of what's going on. But everything that the President of the United States of America is doing today, friends, is benefiting ISIS in so many different ways. Sons of Liberty Media.com, a Christian response to the Syrian refugee crisis. Also on Sons of Liberty Media.com, understanding Alinsky. Sons of Liberty Media.com, I warned about demise of Europe 6 years ago. Sons of Liberty Media.com, a message for businesses which replace Christmas greetings with holiday greetings, folks. Don't patronize them. Don't even bother giving them your business. It's just really that simple. It really is that simple. Just don't even go into their store. If they want to deny the Christ, they want to deny who you are, and they want to give away to one or two or three little screaming liberal babies, you know what? Instead of putting on their windows, hey, to the liberals that don't like the Christian religion in America, namely Christmas this time of the year, I'll tell you what, we'll buy you a ticket for the nation of your choice, a one-way ticket, never to see your face again. Instead of you complaining about what you have been given to you, has been given unto you, you sit there and whine about it, and you do it through your ignorance. But the fact of the matter is these businesses need to begin to stand up and reject those that reject the Christ. Those that deny the Christ, what did Jesus say? Those that deny me, I'll also deny them. And friends, we're not in the business of denying the Christ. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just want to set that straight, and I want everybody to understand that. One more article here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I think it's important that you hear this. Obama regime ordered U.S. military to warn ISIS fuel truck drivers before bombing their trucks. I'm taking a pause. I'm purposing that pause. Wait. Wait. Okay. I hope it sunk in. Obama regime ordered United States military to warn ISIS fuel trucks and their drivers before bombing their trucks. What's this all about, friends? Again, who loses? Who's gaining? Who's consolidating power through terror? Well, just listen to what they said. They themselves are saying it every day of the week. Who's defending your enemy's friends on a daily basis in this country? And this has been going on for a long time. It's not just this administration. It is not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, when you get a moment, do check it out. I'm going to jump over to denying the obvious. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next half hour, 1-866-582-9933. Mark Twain said, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. Let me say it again. Not when you know the truth, though, friends. Not when you know the truth. You can always tell when a stick is crooked by what? Laying a straight one next to it. It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. Now, while the presidential race is well underway, all of the candidates promising what they will do when and if they become the president of the United States to stand up for the people of the United States and right all of the wrongs concerning the present and past administrations. Yet again, friends, if you look and hear closely, read Jeremiah 5:21 through 23, to what these candidates say and contrast it to what they do, guess what? You'll see that things just don't line up. I want to read that again. I just put this together right before the show. While the presidential race is well underway, all of the candidates promising what they will do when and if they become the president of the United States to stand up for the people of the United States and to right all of the wrongs concerning the present and past administrations. Yet again, friends, if you look and hear closely, Jeremiah 5:21 through 23, to what these candidates say and contrast it with what they do, you'll see that things just don't line up. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, friends, and we're going to continue on talking about denying the obvious. Again, 1-866-582-9.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, so what we're doing, friends, is we're actually exposing those that don't exactly line up with what they say. They do one thing, and they say one thing, but they do the opposite. And I'm talking about denying the obvious because it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. But, friends, you've been fooled over and over and over again. Well, the presidential race is well underway. I'm emphasizing this for a point, for a reason, friends. Well, the presidential race is well underway. All of the candidates promising what they will do when and if they become the president of the United States to stand up for the people of the United States and to right all of the wrongs concerning the present and past administrations. Yet if you look and hear closely, Jeremiah 5:21 through 23, to what these candidates say in contrast with what they do, you will see that things just don't line up. Again, read Matthew 23, verse 3. They say and they do not. Now, this is going to be real clear, but is it not interesting that there's not one of these candidates that promises to right the wrongs, not one that has drawn up the Articles of Impeachment, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and I brought that up for the very purpose that I want to read it. Section 4, Article 2 of the Constitution, the President, first one named, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason. bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors for the smallest of violations, friends. Folks, they're promising to right the wrongs, but they have the power to do the right thing right now, and yet they fail to do it. There's not one of the candidates, friends, not one, that again is drawn up the Articles of Impeachment, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Not one. Yet they're going to rule by law and be ruled by law because they're not above the law. Friends, they have the opportunity even now to do so, but every single representative in this country, not just the candidates, but every single representative in the United States of America, every single one, even the good guys that you think are good, have failed to actually perform their duties before God and man. Read 1 John 5:2. If they can't do the right thing, well, they're in the position to do the right thing right now, then why is it that they'll do it when they become the president, but not when they're the representative? Or the above said. And what's absolutely astounding to me is that if the average American were to stand in front of an apple tree and was told by this lying criminal administration and its cronies, and folks, even some of the people that we're talking about now, the good guys in many cases, at least we're led to believe that, if you were to stand in front of an apple tree and you were told by these people that it were an orange tree, most Americans would be sure to stand there and agree with their inactions as to what they are told rather than the fruit that hangs on the tree and respond to it lawfully. In other words, America, it's right in front of your face as to what you're dealing with, but because they said it was an orange tree, yet you can look at the apple tree and notice the fruit on the tree, you still agree through inaction as to what they say, even if you, with your mouth, call them a liar or call them out for what they be. And that leaves you just as guilty as the person that you're complaining about if you don't right the wrongs. Now, how many people at the beginning of this discourse were actually agreeing with everything I said until I just said it was you? Because, friends, again, we need to keep in front of our eyes and an understanding that government is the reflection of who we are and what we allow them to be. Now, going back to my point, Jesus said in Luke 6:43 that for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit, for every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. No! No! It's obvious. Folks, if I take a kernel of wheat and sow it into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? If I take an apple seed and plant it into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce after its own kind. It's not going to produce outside of what the seed, the pith and marrow entails. But again, in America, folks, we're told one thing, we know what the truth is, but we fail to actually respond to the truth and we accept the lie. And yet the American people stand back and call them liars and criminals and everything that they really are, but who is the criminal if we allow them to continue on in the crimes committed against we the people? Folks, if it's an apple tree, it's an apple tree. We call it for what it is. We don't call it for what they say it is. We call it for what it is. And I got to say this too, in thought, this is coming from a lot of people out there that should know better. A lot of people that should know better are playing the political games, and I just want to let you know that we want to tear down that little golden calf. Because it's been their compromise, it's been through diplomacy, it's been through political correctness, folks, that has put us in the position that we're at today, and we know all the well and all the way along the little game that they've been playing that what they've been doing is unconstitutional. And I'll tell you this, folks, furthermore, if it had been you doing what they have done, you'd have been thrown in jail a long time ago, and you know it to be true. And if the American people fail to execute the law against their crimes, against we the people, because again, America is all saying the same thing right now. But the fact of the matter is, friends, if the American people know it to be right and they fail to do the right thing, you're just as guilty as the people that you're complaining about in so many different ways. There's no better way of saying it. And as the nation observes the obvious crimes concerning many of the presidential candidates, from Bernie Sanders, he's a communist, to Hillary Clinton, check out Clinton Chronicles. Folks, we can go down the line. We can go over to the conservative side, folks. They're derelict of duty. They have failed to actually fulfill their obligations before God and man. So what makes them different? Hey, folks, what's the difference between someone stealing a penny and someone stealing $1 million? Crime is crime. And the fact of the matter is, folks, you don't weigh them out because, well, this guy's not as bad as that guy. No, they're both guilty of violating the laws of our Constitution. And if they're both guilty, then they both, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, they need to be dealt with accordingly. I mean, that's ridiculous, and people make that argument. You know, it's interesting, folks. How many times is, prime case in point here. How many times has Hillary Clinton and the Clinton administration been found in their obvious crimes towards we the people in this country? And yet, what does she do? She gets up there in front of the face of the American people, and she smiles, she laughs. She said, so what about the guys that got killed over in Benghazi? Right? Did you know that Bobby Jindal just replaced $70, folks? $70 of the money, $70 came into his campaign. He replaced it because it didn't go through the proper channels. So when it's the right committing the smallest of violations, man, I'll tell you what, the left knows how to deal with them better than the right knows how to do what they're supposed to be doing in the first place. Because if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left in the first place. Folks, this is absolutely ridiculous. These are little things I notice. It's just like, whoa. How many times has the Clinton Foundation been busted for funneling money into their foundation illegally? But they just laugh about it because the good people let them do the things that they do, which comes back to my point. Folks, by setting back and allowing this to go on for another day only brings you to a point of forsaking your own mercy before you and God, first and foremost, and for you and your posterity by tolerating it. As a matter of fact, it says in Jonah 2:8, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. In other words, when you fail to deal with the crimes which are in front of you, you forsake your own mercy. You forsake your own mercy that God has bestowed upon you. See, now, for example, if the church was to actually do their job and good government was to actually enforce the laws against the crimes of those that we complain about in this country, folks, if we would actually execute the law, establish judgment, we would have righteousness and we'd have a whole lot of bad people behind bars at least, because we need to indict them, not just impeach them. Right? But because the American people fail to do what God has commanded them, guess what happens? Well, you're observing lying vanities, expecting that this is just going to go on because nothing changes, or maybe things will get better somewhere down the line. You're forsaking your own mercy. Try that with your car sometime. If your red light goes on and it says oil, or it says motor on it, you better pull over real quick and have someone check it out and get it fixed real quick, right? Well, the American people, they just drive with their red light on. They think it's never going to break down. And folks, you can see the system breaking down on a 24/7 basis in this country, all by design. But again, friends, that's what Scripture means by observing lying vanities. And by doing so, you forsake your own mercies. Don't do it to yourself, friends. It reminds me a little bit of the dog that barked and barked in the middle of the night to warn his master of the impending danger. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. John 16:8, the Holy Ghost does what? He comes to reprove the world of its sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8 through 13. But it reminds me of the dog that just barked and barked in the middle of the night to warn his master of the impending danger. The dog wasn't barking just to bark. He was barking to warn the man, his owner, his master, of the impending danger. Well, a man outside attempting to gain entrance to rob and to murder all that were within, that's what the dog was barking about. So what does the man do? He rolls out of bed only to rebuke the dog rather than to search out that which the dog was barking about and barking at. I'm going to finish that right when I come back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Welcome back. Final segment, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hey, folks, real quick, before I finish up here, I just want to let you know that we just got back from Texas last week. We did some high schools. We did some tea parties. We did some bigger churches out there, which was great. And then 5 weeks prior to that, we were in Texas again. And what happened is we were called back right away. And now we're being called back to Texas again, down south. You folks rock. You really do. Prior to that, we were in Michigan. We were on the East Coast. We were on the West Coast. Every month, we're somewhere in the United States of America, shaking, rattling, and rolling, because we understand that if we want to change the future, we're going to have to trouble the present. And the way to trouble the present is actually just to speak forth the truth. And again, friends, those that listen and those that are new to listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I want you to understand that we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. And I'm not asking the lawless for permission to obey the laws of our constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4, trusting that you're going to read that. Saying that to say this, folks, Decembers are always down times for ministries. And why that is, obviously, is because Christmas is coming up. But I'll tell you what, nobody feels the blunt end of that more than ministries do. And we wanted to let you know that we would appreciate anything and everything that you could do for the Sons of Liberty Media year-round, but also especially this time coming up now concerning Christmas time. And if you'd like to donate at any time, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to our store. You can donate online, or if you'd like to call in and donate, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Just a side note, when I first got into ministry 20 years ago, I did not apply for this job. And I can tell you this, I just told my children the other day, I said, I would have never in a million years picked the position that I'm in right now. I would have never done it. God ordains men. Men do not ordain men. God does that. And I want to say this. Mariah Woodworth Etter was right when she said, when a man wants to be in the pulpit, he's called of the devil. She's exactly right on. He wants to be there. The man that doesn't want to be in the pulpit, he's the one that's called by God. Why? Because for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And I want to let you know that through the power of the Holy Ghost, that is the reason we're here today doing what we do. We love you by what we do. And when we say that, we're not just throwing that out there as lip service. And notice what I'm saying. We love you by what we do. And that's exactly why I end every radio show with 1 John 3:18, because we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. By this, our hearts are assured before him. It's by what we do, because what we're doing is we're showing the world our faith by our works. And who ordains that? God does. And folks, the law tells you what you must do, but when you're saved by grace, I'll tell you what, grace doesn't tell you what you must do. You do it because you're saved, not to get saved. And I hope you understand what I just said. So again, do consider us during this Christmas season and year round, folks, because every week you are getting an update as to what we're doing, and the fruit that bears itself on the tree of this ministry over the last 20 years is 360 high schools in 24 different states, colleges all over the United States, radio 6 days a week, national interviews, being interviewed almost weekly. Now, I mean, folks, we could be interviewed all day long if that's all we had time for. But what we're doing is we're just making sure that we can be out there with the people, because that's payday. And what did David say? And what did the Lord ask David in Psalm 2? He said, ask of me, and I shall give unto thee the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as thine. That's our payday, is to actually go out there and live out the mandate that Christ bestowed upon us by preaching the gospel to every creature. And Psalm 71, verse 18 and 19, David prayed to the Lord, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hath done great things, who was like unto thee, that men might find their faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God, and not in the wisdom of ignorant men. Folks, we follow the risen Christ, not man's fallen nature through his carnal reprobate self. So, saying all that to say this, I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Just the foresaid, folks, and I'm just kind of giving you a little bit of a heads up that things are getting better this week, Lord willing, right? So, anyways, let's go back to this. We've been talking about denying the obvious, and I'm also talking about and highlighting what Mark Twain said. He said it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. Well, folks, in this country, it's not that you've been fooled. You know, the Bible tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. You can't say that you've been asleep unless you're sleepwalking, because everything that's been going on in this country, folks, and during its demise and its digression over the last how many, 60, 70 years in this country, it's been in the light of day. And everything that has taken place in this country, folks, the Lord, through his mercy, has showed us to our faces what the problem is. And he's looking to the church and commanding the church and telling the church to stand up and do what he commanded them. And by that, we'll see the mercy of God. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. And that's exactly what we have. We have to do the doing. I was giving an analogy right before the last segment there. And I started to tell you how what's going on reminds me of the dog that barked and barked in the middle of the night to warn his master. And of course, this is me, right? In the position of warning and warning and warning and warning people. It reminds me of the dog that barked and barked in the middle of the night to warn his master of the impending danger. Romans 3:20, John 16:8-13. See, little did the man know that was laying in bed that there was a man outside attempting to gain entrance to rob and to murder that and those that were within the four walls of his house. Read John 10:10. Well, the man rolls out of bed only to rebuke the dog rather than to search out that which the dog was barking about or barking at. Well, the dog continues to bark and bark to the point where the dog's master picks up his shotgun and kills the dog for being faithful, only to warn him of the impending danger. Read Proverbs 14:25. So the man goes back to bed only to be murdered by the intruder the same night that the dog was attempting to warn him about. See, folks, and this is exactly, again, how America forsakes their own mercies. They fail to listen to the dog that's barking. And folks, I have no problem equating myself to the foolish things of this world to confound that which is wise. But God is warning. And He's warning you of the arm of the flesh. Last Saturday, I was warning you of those that the conservatives, they give ear to, like the Rush Limbaughs of the day. Folks, he's been married four times. He advocates Elton John being married to another man. Has him sing at his wedding. By the way, they also adopted a baby. Folks, but this is who America's listening to. And why am I saying that? Because just last week, all of a sudden, the conservatives are wide awake, and I'm glad about it, and I'm thankful for it. But folks, why is it that we won't listen to the Word of God, but we'll listen to a fallen reprobate? Like the likes of Rush Limbaugh, who warned the people last week that, listen, Obama's dangerous. Of course he's dangerous. Of course he's dangerous. What, now that Rush Limbaugh says it, now the Word of God is now justified? Come on. Or vice versa? And then, folks, last week I had shared with the people how people like to listen to the likes of Glenn Beck. Folks, if you look at as to what he's premised on, he's confused. I mean, guys, just recently he was whining like a big fat baby with a wet diaper who couldn't get his bottle, telling the American people and the Syrian refugees, which we were exposing on Saturday, that he'll do anything in his power, crying like a big baby, friends, do anything within his power to get Syrian refugees over into America here. He's an emotional mess, guys. You know, I've always said this, and I'll say it again, and I'll even say it live. Glenn Beck needs real friends around him, and he doesn't have them. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The man's a mess. And then going over to government, friends, we're led to believe, again, I bring this up probably three times over the last year, Trey Gowdy, man, look at how we just went after so-and-so, and look how we went after so-and-so and said this, that, and the other thing, and the conservatives are set at ease. They lay their head back down on their false pillow of grace. They go back to sleep acting like Trey Gowdy's all that in a bag of chips. When in fact, folks, that's all you have to do is look to the likes of Trey Gowdy or Daryl Issa and say, hey, where did you ever bring forth a conviction concerning that little situation called Benghazi and that little situation called Fast and Furious? No, these guys are set up, friends, to kick the can down the road. But the conservatives are put down to sleep saying, no, everything's okay. Daryl and Trey, they have everything. How come they haven't brought forth convictions, friends? And yet you trust in the arm of the flesh? Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And folks, as I brought up during the beginning of the show, the new contenders for the presidential seat for the White House, I haven't heard one of them, folks. Correct me if I'm wrong, do. But I haven't heard one of these presidential contenders actually call for the impeachment and indictment of Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, along with the Bushes, friends. I haven't heard it. And these are the people that you're led to believe have control of what's going on out there. Or these are the people that you're led to believe that, listen, they know better than we do. No, they don't. The Word of God knows better than all of us put together. How long will you falter between two opinions? 1 Kings 18:21, folks. We're going to pick it up tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed
out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.